be able to go forward in the next daf. And so we talk about in terms of Pesach Sheni, it's ish ish ki atamei lanefesh over derech rechoka lachem, right? That you could have yechidim maybe up until and including, according to Rav Kahana, palga de tzibur, according to one lashon, right? The lishna kamen Rav Kahana, that can be nidachin to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not nidchet to Pesach Sheni. So we dealt with the question yesterday of palga according to Rav, and we came to the position of halalu osin la'atzman v'halalu osin la'atzman. Tahorin are always going to do Pesach Rishon. You're never going to be docha tahorin unless they're b'derech rechoka to Pesach Sheni. And people who are begeder tameim, so that depends. If you can say that the tzibur is tamei, so then they'll observe Pesach Rishon. If the tzibur, the tzibur is tamei, then they'll observe Pesach Rishon, right? And if the tzibur is considered to be tahor, so then most likely they'll observe Pesach Sheni. With the possible exception, as we said, according to Rav Kaina, Lishna Basra, losin Pesach Rishon, losin Pesach Sheni. They can't do Pesach Rishon because it's not a situation of tuma, hutra, or dechuya b'tzibur, because it's palgo. Palgo is really not a rov. And they cannot utilize Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni is reserved for a miyud, for yechidim, but not for palga. So they're in no man's land. Okay, so that's a very important point that will come up in many different ways once again today. So Rav Shita was, halalu osin la'atzman, v'halalu osin la'atzman, the tmeim and the horin have to be very careful about mixing, because lest they mix, right, the point is, that mixing could cause a situation where people who are tameh are mitameh, those who are tahor, and this isn't the case for the tahorim of tuma hutra b'tzibur, right? Because they're part of a tzibur of tahorim. And that will challenge the doctrine that we saw cited yesterday of ein karban tzibur chaluk. Because the fact is that you do have these two competing kihilos, and that's basically where our Gemara picks things up. Okay, so the Gemara says, Itmar, Hayu Yisrael mechza tahorim mechza tameim, amrav, mitamin echad mehen b'sheretz. So what we should do is we should try to break the tie. V'amai, doesn't that contradict what we said earlier for Rav? Nevdu hani l'chudayu v'hani l'chudayu. Right. As we said, yesterday, halalu osin latzman, v'halalu osin latzman. D'hamar Rav, halalu osin latzman, v'halalu osin latzman. So Imri hachamay eskin goshayu tameim, odfin al hatahorim echad. So there's one more person who's tamei than tahor. So remember, this was the machokes hatanaim that we saw yesterday. Right, Rav Masih ben Chara said, lo suchal disbelach es ha-pesach be'echad. Period. Right, you can't have a majority of one. We pointed out yesterday that that's parallel to the halacha by dinei nefashos lo siach harei rabim liraos. Okay, so amar Rav halalu osin atzman v'halalu osin atzman. So imi hachma yaskinid gan shayu tmei notin al tohar mechad. So yachi havul hu ruba tmeim, and that should be the solution. We should fall back on tuma hutra b'tzibor, or if not, at least tuma tachuya b'tzibor. So nevdu chulu b'tuma. So sabadaka Rav Lazar ben Masia, damar ena yachin machriya, excuse me, Rav Lazar ben Masia, damar ena yachin ben Charash, Rav Lazar ben Masia, damar ena yachin machriya sa tzibor l'tuma. So yachi, right, hadar koshen l'dochte, nevde hani l'chudayu v'hani l'chudayu. So why don't we just fall back on the position of palgo palgua, halalu l'atzman v'halalu l'atzman. So elo hachi kamar, ikatana de sabadaka tana kama, damar palgo palgua lo abdi kulu b'tuma. As Rav was articulating, v'savar lo ked Rabbi Yehuda damer kebor tzibat ein karban tzibor chaluk. Right, you can't really have a karban tzibor which is divided into two different kitos or kihilos. We'll see Rashi in a second. So metame echad mehen b'sheretz. So what we'll try to do is we'll try to be metame one of them with a sheretz, and by being metame one of them with a sheretz, so that will push things over the top. V'ula amar. Rather than being mitame, mishalchin echad mehen l'derech rechoka. We should send one of them out of the vicinity. So why not the tamenu b'sheretz? Kasavar, that's not going to help. Shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz, because it's tumas erev. So he can be included in the chabura. So why not Tumas Meis, which is Tumas Shiva? V'itamenu b'meis. So matcheu ata mechagiga. So the problem is you're going to strip him of the right of doing the Karban Chagiga. You might get to Tumah Hutra B'tzibor as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, or you could rely at least on Pesach Sheni. There are different possibilities for the Karban Pesach, but you're causing him to lose the Chagiga. So hashtanami mitcheu ata mipischo. So we say Efshar the Avid B'Sheni. So that can be made up. Memeis nami Efshar the Avid B'Shvi, the Karban Chagiga can be made up, right, on the seventh day, the Havale Shmini Shalo. So Kasaver Ula Kulu Tashlum de Rishoninu, the Chazi Rishon Chazi Bechulu, Becholhecha de Lo Chazi Rishon, Lo Chazi Bechulu. The way that the Karban Chagiga works is that it's true, and we already spoke about this on Shabbos, it's not really considered a Karban Shekavu Alazman. But all of the other days are considered Tashlum de Rishon. So there's a basic principle in Halacha: if a person is not Mechuyav in the Iker Zman, right, he's not going to be subject to Din of Tashlum. And this applies in many different areas of Halacha. You have a machlokas harishonim. Let's say a person is an aninos. A person passes away, let's say on Shabbos, so the family members become onanin on Motzai Shabbos. So they're fundamentally not mechuyev in Havdalah. So there's a machlokas harishonim. It's also machlokas harishonim. Right? Whether or not the family members are going to ever say Havdalah that week. Because be'ikar zman, right, Bizman Yitziyaso, so they weren't Mechuyev. So who says you have to do Tashlumin for something you weren't Mechuyev in? So everybody follow that. So again, if during the primary time of the Karban Chagiga, he wasn't Mechuyev because you deliberately made him Tameh, so he's not going to be subject to the din of Tashlumin. So Amar the Rav Nachman, Zelu Vamile Leula, Mansayis, the Akar Siche, Umishkin Evi Rait. So Ula says, you know, good luck getting people to listen to the RCBC. Okay, you know, you're going to tell somebody to go to the Derech Rechoka, see how many people are going to pack up their bags, and they're going to go B'Derech Rechoka. So we know, and the Baal Yitos says, jump on this, there's a Machokes HaTanoim, what constitutes Derech Rechoka. So one view is, you know, Min HaModin Min L'chutz, I think I quoted Rabbi Yadar, said, I think it's 28.3 kilometers, whatever it is, Tesvav Milin. But there's another Daya, right, Michutz LaAskupas HaAzara. So this day, Baal Yitos has pointed out, we'll see it inside, God willing, and time permitting, they say it can't be according to that day, because according to that day, you know, people might actually listen. And say, okay, you just go outside the Azara, people might be willing to do that, right? To go B'Derech Rechoka, they say, sorry, Rabbi, I can't make it to Modin right now, you know? So this is, it's always good to see, you know, the Chachme, you know, HaTalmud, you know, had a shared lived experience. So let's take a look over at Rashi. So Rashi says, going up a few lines, Elohochi kamar le'olo mechza mechza davka katani v'hachla kamar rav. So imishkech has tana disle katani kamdar palgo palgo lo avdi tohorin bituma. Kidik tani as rav said, yesra lalos matzma an uchir rav yudam rinkin kibbert in korban sibur chaluk. Michia vid kal bituma berishon. Lo machlik lemia vid tohorin bitara de osra lechalik. Why? Ein karban tzibur chaluk ginai hadavar demuchach hamilsa behedya kshenizharin elu me'elu. In other words, what point is Rashi making? That part of the din of ein karban tzibur chaluk is what? That if you're supposed to have a karban tzibur and you have these guys, the snitches are avoiding the without snitches, right? And everybody's allergic to each other, so that's not a karban tzibur. Ginai hadavar. Demuchacha milsa, who are you kidding? Right? Behedya, it's obvious. It's nigla v'kol. Kshen yisharin elu me'elu. So that can't be. Okay. Very good. Tosvos. So ata matcheu mechagigaso. So Tosvos says, v'im tomer v'kaimelan v'tabinish charavro v'tamei mishalchin karbonoseya. So a person who's Tamei should be able to send the karba. V'tirei tzriva ho'yol v'hi chova lavo v'regel yesh ladin olas ri'ya. That the chagiga is really impacted and almost becomes an appendage to the olas ri'ya. The darshinan perek hamad chagiga the Tamei pater min ri'ya. I, right, one should say, Tamei mishalchen karban usayin. Shinan maru v'asa sham ava v'esem sham ole sehem v'ziv chayhem. So just like, again, the Olas Riyah is a din in Bias Makom, So too the chagiga. And if you're tame, you're not mishaleach the karban, because that's not the point. The point is not just to get the karban in. The point is to be roa pnei hadon Hashem elokei Yisrael. Vim tamer hasta hashta. Because after all, if he's not chazi during the ikar zman, so what kind of tashlumin is there going to be? Underlined in my Tosfos. So he agrees with whom against whom? Ilan?
Rashi against the Rambam.
Right. That machlokas is golden, right? You can't know it well enough. And not everybody would agree to this. V'od, nehi d'kshe yishalcheyu v'derech v'choka ad sha'ashchita shal yachol achzor yishalem mibod yom mikol makom yachol avo sochatchom mikhanis l'machar. So even if it would be the Raisa, right, who's to say that he can't get back at least Besochatchom in time? It's true that he's not going to be able to get to the Azara, but he could certainly make it within the Tchum, but then maybe, right, the Tchum Daraisa is Shalosh Parsos is pretty considerable amount of territory. Zid Beis Milin, right? 24,000 Amos. So, V'od, Bali Tosfos go on to say, Tamei v'chigar de lo chazi v'gufo v'rishon lo chazi v'sheni. So he said, when the Gemara meant we're not talking about a person who's bederech rechoka, right? We're limiting it to a case where there's really a din in the gavra. This is a chiluk that we've seen 1,000 times in different ways. When we talked about, let's say, Arel versus a Tame, when it came to the Karban Pesach. So Tame v'chiger de lo chazi begufo, berishon lo chazi b'sheni. So that's when you're not going to have the din of Tashlumin, because it's something that fundamentally inheres, right, in the Gavra, right? As opposed to b'derech rechoka, that's not what we mean by Gavra lo chazi. Okay, Tosos. Akar mishkene v'sichei v'rayit. You're going to find a Jew who's going to, behave in this fashion. So hach pircha leis laman. They might actually listen. Rav Nachman himself says, in fact, you can be shochet v'zorik on some of these atamei sheretz. Fascinating view. He says he would have preferred you to do tamas meis. And you're not considered to be madcheu me chagigaso because he doesn't relate to osin chagiga kol shiva as tashlum and derisha. And his perspective would be is that okay, maybe it's recent makdim and you should do it on the first day. But v'chagosem oso chag lashen shiva siyamin bashana is that there is no ikers. We don't say it's the first day. You're not chazi, so you're not going to be subject to the din of tashlum. And so that's a fundamental machlokas in terms of we conceptualize the karban. Chagiga. Okay, very good. Any questions so far before we move on to the next topic? Okay, so let's get back to different forms of tuma. So itmar hayu ruban zavin umi utan temei emesim. So let's say the rov of the tibor is zavin, and the miur is tamei lemei. So amirav osan temei emesim inon osan lo v'rishon v'lo v'shedi. Rishon lo avdi, dahavu miuta, miuta lo avdi b'rishon. Right, this is in the situation of Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, Tumah Techuya B'tzibor, because you have just a minority of the population that's actually Tamei L'Nefesh. B'sheni Nami Lo Avdi, Kol Heichad Avdi Tzibor B'Rishon Avdi Yochid B'sheni, Kol Heichad Lo Avdi Tzibor B'Rishon Lo Avid, Yochid B'sheni. So they're out of luck. It's sort of like the Lishna Basra of Rav Kaina. Because what's going to happen? All the people who are Tamei B'Tumas Zav now, so they'll be fine for Pesach Sheni. Right? They're going to be okay then. But the individuals who got stuck in the Miut, right? What are they going to do? They're not Reuyin for Pesach Rishon, because there's no bases for Tumah Hutra or Dechuya B'Tzibor, because you don't have Rov of the Kahal being Tamei Lemeis, and they're not Ru'uyin for Pesach Sheni either, because Pesach Sheni requires that the tzibur would have gone Berishon. So Shmuel disagrees. So Amar Shmuel Zelu Amar LeLaAba V'Yasu B'nei. Let's say the Rav the following: V'Yasu B'nei Sosa Pasach Mo'ado. So my Avid Lei. So what are they supposed to do? Amar Lehu Zelu Amar Lei. Go tell Rav Ki Avuchulu Zavin My Avdis Lei. Alokeg Came on the left shoulder left shoulder. So Achanami Lo Efsher to Malcolm to Lo Efsher. There has to be some solution. You just can't tell, you know, all of these people that there's no outlet for them. So Itmar. So the Gemara says, let's explore this a little bit further. So Hayu Ruban Tmei Mesim. So situation of Rove Tmei Mesim. So that seems like a pretty good setup, either Tuma Hutra or Tuma Dechuya Betzib. Umi Utan Zavin. So Rufuna Amar Ein Tashlumin LePesach Haba Betoma. So since we had a situation of Tuma Hutra Betzibor because of the Rove of Tzibor that it was Tamei LeNefesh, so Rav Huna seems to be suggesting, like his Rabbi Rav, that who's going to be out of luck? The Mike Eitan?
The Zavin.
Yeah, exactly. So Rav Adar Barav Amar Yesh Lashum and the Pesach Haba Betoma. So name of Akam Yeflik Demand Amar Yesh Lashum and the Pesach Haba Betoma Kasavar Toma Dechuya Hi Betzibor. So we take a look over at Tosos. Tosos explains this very well, I think in a way even more clearly in this case than Rashi. So hashta the chulei alma tara mitchi velo tama the ish kia tame mashma the ish levado tame vatzibur tahorin uman the savar tamahutra mikru shapir tahorin. So once you say the tamahutra vatzibur, so what we're basically saying is those people, the majority of the populace, which was considered Tamei Lenefesh, which was Tamei Lenefesh, they now have the halachic din of Tahorim. Tuma Hutra B'tzibor means we relate to them as Tahorim. Mikru Shapir Tahorim. That's exactly the point. And that's what we mean when we say L'chulei Alma Tara Mitchaya V'lo Tuma. The ish ki tame mashma the ish levado tame that tzibor tahorim. So we can, if you hold tuma hutra b'tzibor, then what you're really saying is all the people who are tame lenefesh are actually really al pi halacha in the halachic universe they're considered to be tahorim. If you would say tuma dechuya b'tzibor, then by definition you're acknowledging that they're tame. Okay, so the Gemara turns its back on that. And says, Imri lo, dechu le'alma tuma dechuya b'tzibor. Nobody really thinks that we relate to Tmeim l'nefesh as actual tahorin v'ha pligi. Mar savar tahara midchaya tuma lo midchaya. Umar savar filu tuma nami midchaya. Rashi, tahara midchaya tuma l'sheni ki avid tzibor b'tahara. Right, when the tzibor actually is brought by the rove of the tzibor, which is tahorin, that creates a matir for ish, ki, yihyeh, tamei lanefesh, for the minority of individuals to utilize the opportunity of Pesach Sheni if they happen to be tamei or v'derech rechoka. But tuma, but if rove of the tzibor is not really considered to be tahor, but they're considered to be tamei, and yet there's a special halacha, there's a gzeira sakasov, v'yasu b'nei yisrael, the tzibor sapasach b'malado, that will let the tzibor bring the korban Pesach, even though they're fundamentally tamei. So who's out of luck? Anybody else who's tamei, but who's not, part of the heter of tuma dechuya b'tzibor. So Eitan, back to your case, the zavim, right? They're going to be out of luck. So tara mitchaya, Tara basically creates the conditions for Pesach Sheni, Toma lo mitchaya. So Mar Sever Afilu Toma Nami mitchaya. So Itmar Hayu Shlishasan Zavin Shlishasan Tahorin Shlishasan Tamei Mesim. So I'm Ramani Bar Patish Osan Tamei Mesim and Osan Lo Sarishan Lo Esah Sheni. They're stuck. Rishon Lo Avdi. So they can't bring in the Rishon because you don't have the majority of the populace. That's Tamei Lenefesh. Higdilu Zavin Ala Tahorin. Add up the Zavin and Tahorin. You have 2/3. That's simple enough. B'sheni lo avdi. Why? Nitzrefu zavin im tmei mesim. Because if you add up the third of the populace that are zavin with the third of the populace that are tamei lenefesh, de lo avdi berishon havul hu ruba Uruba lombet chula Pesach Sheni. Who can tell me why you can never have a rove that practices Pesach Sheni? That's a gzera sakas of Nachi. Go ahead.
Ish ish.
Ish ish. So it's the worst of all worlds. So now everybody should have the same question, basically, which is, which Amora should object to this, based on evidence that we've seen? Eitan?
Rav?
Close. Nachi?
Shmuel?
Yeah. Right, because what did Shmuel say? He says, Makom de lo efsher, lo efsher. What do you want these people to do? So Tosos jumps on that. Nir l'arib, it's really like a rab, a lokish mol. Dam rabbi yasir, so pesach mo'adau. So my abdus beibu l'didei, kevan chen rov tahibo, kevan chen rov tahorin, lo midchi temeyim, the pesach sheni. That in this case, they should be able to jump in, the people who are tami l'meis, and be able to jump in with the pesach rishon. Why? Because there's no rov that's tahorin. So Shmuel says, yeah, I understand that generally you need a matir to activate Pesach Sheni, which is that most people are going to do Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. But here you don't have a rov that's tar. The tzibur is divided into thirds. So why shouldn't these people who are Tamei L'Nefesh be able to be mitzaref with the Tahorin and create a rov to do Pesach Rishon? Okay, so that would be Shmuel's perspective. I think that makes a lot of sense. The Bali Tosos are arguing that this doesn't work according to Shmuel. Okay, so the Mishnah says, "Pesach shenizrak dama ve'achar kach no dashu tame." You find out, "Hatzitz miratze nitma hagof ein hatzitz miratze." Mivnei she'amru hanazir v'osa pesach hatzitz miratze al tumas adam. Ve'ein hatzitz miratza al tumas hagof. Nitma tumas hatahom hatzitz miratza. Okay, so what is tumas hatahom? The rest of it we have seen, but what exactly is tumas hatahom? Anybody happen to know? So Rashi is a long arichos here based on the Tosefta. So Eitan, go ahead.
Isn't it where there's a dead body... there's a dead body, so the dead body's... the tumah of the dead body, like, goes up until Ad HaShamayim.
Outer space. Bokeh Ava'ola Ad HaRakia, in the stratosphere. Right. So you tell a person afterwards, oh, that spot that you walked over in the core of the earth, you know, there's a dead body down there. So that's what we call Tumas HaTehom. Okay. Very good. So you take a look at Rashi. Nit Magufo B'Tumas HaTehom. Tumas Sofek. The Befarish V'Gemara HaRezim V'Ratza Lochal Avosha Misinahi. The hutra tumas hatahom lahem kid the amr v'gemara, but with Tosef the mefarish lehachin keitzer melo kever ayayim chalavis v'vayish nichnas tebo tachas ho even she yashav tala v'nodu lo ad shlo asa pischo tzarech lasos pesach sheni mishasayin tzarech lasos pesach sheni. So b'diavad a person didn't know. So the tzitz is meratza al tumas hatahom. Very fascinating. It's a special category. Halachu Moshe Misinai. V'chinazir sheholich lahavi karbnosav amulo meis hayimcha bebayish nechnastabo v'nodalo ben ad shelo hevi karbnosav ben shemishhevi karbnosav tzarech lahavi karban tamabal amulo kever hatahom imcha bebayis. But it wasn't a dead body, it wasn't tumas ohel, but you know, down in the core of the earth, and there's a kever shenechnastabo tachas oven sheyeshavtola v'nodalo ad shelo hevi karbnosav tzarech lahavi karban tuma. When it's going to be so sere his yemei nezirus, sumal karban tuma asham shtei torah matzchalim dos nezirus achares. But if you didn't know until afterwards, so then the tzitz is going to be miratza on that. So the Gemara says, time with the nizrach va'agachot noda aval noda v'achach nizrach lo miratza arminu al miatzitz miratza al hadam yalav asar al chedav shenidma bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizid, bein v'onnes, bein miratza mimi yachar bein b'tzibur. So that sounds like whether it's shogeg or meizid. Apparently you knew, and you went ahead with it anyway. So I'm Ravino, no. Tomaso v'mishogi v'mibesid. Hurtza, Zrikaso v'shogi hurtza v'mibesid lo hurtza. We were talking about a situation where the source of Tama, whether a person became Tame v'shogi or v'mibesid, That's what we're talking about. But in terms of your knowledge, no duh, that's only going to be after the fact. That's b'shogeg. You went ahead with the zrika because you had no knowledge of the tuma l'chatchila a priori. Okay, fine. So b'sheila amar zrikasa b'shogeg b'meizid horza tumasa b'shogeg horza meizid horza. The opposite. So a person, again, inadvertently becomes Tameh. So B'Shela says it's Lav Davka. So what we really mean to say is, even if a person absolutely knows they're Tameh, as long as they didn't deliberately become Tameh, Matitz is going to be Miratzeh. Ah, so why does it, you know, make it sound like only if you did this Rikas Adam, and then, and only then, you found out that you really Tameh. If you know the V'achrach Nizrach, how did Tameh Nizrach, V'achrach Noda, Mishum Dabayi the Misni Seifa, Nit Mahago, Venetiz Mirata, if you know Nizrach, V'achrach Noda, Lo. So, Tani Reishanami, Nizrach, V'achrach Noda. So, Rabbi Shela disagrees, when he says, as long as you inadvertently became Tameh, we're not going to allow the Titz Mirata in a situation where you deliberately made yourself Tameh. But if it was all inadvertent, so then we really don't care when you find out. Whether it was Rikas Adam, and then there was Yediyah Satama, or there was Yediyah Satama, and then there was Rikas Adam, it's Lav Davka. Yeah, I know what the Mishnah says, but it's just for purposes of linguistic symmetry. Remember, you can always say things like that in the Mishnah, because the Gemara will very often say, oh, we wanted the Mishnayos to be memorized, and, you know, symmetry is very important to help people with memorization. Okay, so the Gemara says, Nitma Toma Sata Home. So, Bar Yerami Berchava, Koyim Anratze Bekarbner Sein, Hutu La Tumas Atahom, Bolo. Mi Amirin Ki Gemiri Tumas Atahom, Bebailim, Bekoyim Lo Gemiri, Odilma, Bezvacha Gemiri, Loshna Bekoyim, Loshna Bebailim. A really interesting question, in my opinion. So the Gemara says, okay, when we talk about this heter for Tumas Atahom, is that just a din in the Bailim, or is that really a din in the Korban? And then Afkamina is a Kohen. Let's say the Kohen encounter Tumas Atahom along the way. So if it's a din in the Korban and saying, we're going to push this Korban across the finish line no matter what, so then the halacha should be, why not include the Kohen? If the point is that we're going to give the Bailim special protections, so then my Yiria Kohen. Who cares about the Kohen? The Kohen is obviously not protected. Okay, interesting question. Adilma Bezvach Gemiri. Who cares about Tumas Sheretz by Nazir? Nazir is only Nizar and Tumas Meis. Right? The Pasuk says, Ki Amus Meis Ala Vifeta Fitom, Am Rachmana, Ela Ba'osa Pesach. So the person is going to do Korban Pesach. Is only Tumas Erev, so why not include them? Hash the Tumah Yedua Hutrelo. You absolutely know about the Tumah, and nonetheless, Shochten Vizarkin Al Tmei Sheret. So Tumas Atahom, where there's like fundamentally a Suffolk involved, you know, because we're positing something deep in the core of the earth. The person doesn't really know; it's just a, you know, suspected kind of a Tumah. Lo Koshkin Alav. So it must be that it was the Mute Kohen, or Shemamina, Hotrelo, Tomas, Hatahom. So it must be telling us that really a Kohen is included because our point is to get the Korban across the finish line, Bein Bebailim, Bein Bekohen. Some of Yosef, Lo, Leolam Bebailim, Upesach, Lo Mute, Tomas, Hatahom, Deziva. Tomas, Tahom, Deziva, Lo, Miratza, Batan, Rav Yosef, Yomer, Shomer, Yom, Kenegan, Yom. So let's say a woman who had one or two Re'ios. And the halacha is, for every re'iyah she has, until she gets to three re'iyos, she's considered a zava ketana, and the halacha is shomeres yom keneged yom. She has to observe one full clean day. Shomeres yom keneged yom, sheshachtu v'zarku aleha b'sheni shala. And then we find out that her status was really a zava gedola v'achar kach rasa. Eina ocheles, right, because she's temeya, as a zava. Uptura milasos pesach sheni, because she was included in the shchita and the zrika. So by the time alav mishum deratzet zitz, imilo mishum dekasar Rabbi Yosi mikan lahaba hi metama. Because Rabbi Yosi has a very fascinating view. Rabbi Yosi says that the 3 days that she was being established as a zava gedola are chalukin, they are disparate from one another and from everything that follows after she is established as a Zava Gedola. That's a very, very important point. So you take a look over at Tosos. Tosos says, La mishum desavra tizmiratza. Temel Rashba, menole dilma hadaptur hadam mishum desavra denashim b'sheni rishos, as we saw yesterday. V'omari de behedim uchacham and so perkeisha de Rabbi Yossi savar nashim b'sheni chova. Okay, fine. So at least we solved that issue, that he holds that nashim are actually a chova when it comes to Pesach Sheni. One of the really important questions that has to be dealt with, if you think that each day of Re'ias Hazav is a fundamentally distinct day, so then the question is, how do we ever get her to the point of Zava Gedola? A does not lead to B, does not lead to C. We relate to them as fundamentally distinct days. That's a really interesting perspective. Bikana Lahaba, Himitam Rashi says, Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, Shesafek Tasa Yom, V'Tavla Tahora Mitoma Shel Etmol, V'Chihader, excuse me, Chazir Bo B'Yom, Etam Mikana Lahaba, V'Tiyamachar Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, Hilkach Bezriko Shchita Tahora Mal Yasahavi, Rabban Pligi Alei, V'Amri Dechi Chazya, that once she sees, so we consider her to be Alula, at risk for becoming a Zava Gedola. The Chichazia Glei Milson Lamafreya the Zivahi, V'chada Tomahi, U'v'shash Shchita Safek Havi, V'chayeves B'Pesach Sheni. So Rashi says, U'l'kame Parich, Kevan the Rabbi Yossi Kol Chad V'chad Toma Be'an Pei Nafshehu, that each Re'iyas Zava is discrete, independent, Heach Mitzdarfin L'Ziva, Lasos Zava Gedola. If you're really not integrating one day with the next, how does Rabbi Yossi hold that you could say, oh, she saw 3 days in a row, if you're really treating each day independently? Okay. So now somewhat of a practical issue that Tosos raises. So they say, what do you mean Tumas Tahom, the Gemara to Havam, you know, that we're dealing with Tumas Sheretz? What would that mean? I understand exactly what Eitan said. By a mace, bokeva ola adharakia. Even when it comes to Zav, because we have a principle by Zav, how do we know that you can have this kind of vertical transmission when it comes to Zav? Eitan, you're all over this today.
Everything that he touches or sits on becomes
Tavim. That is like really impressive. Very good. Mishkav and Moshev. That is outstanding. Maybe that bodes well for modern orthodoxy right there. Okay, that was a proud moment. But Tumas Sheretz, Mandachar Shemei. So Tosfos Vim Tomer, Hechi Shayach, Tumas Adom B'Sheretz. Velo Mitame, Le B'Mago, V'Tumas Adom, Meina B'Galoi. Right? Does this person think that they, you know, they traverse to the core of the earth, right? They're a member of QAnon, you know, they have all kinds of ideas. So they go to the moon, and they go to the core of the earth, and you know, they have other dreams. So what exactly are we talking about? Tumas Tahom of a Sheretz? Person says that, on your way here, you descended into the earth, and you contacted a Sheretz? That seems ridiculous. How could you even consider that as a possibility? So Tosfos says something which I think is very interesting and has a lot of implications for Tumas Tahom. So remember we saw in Rashi, right? The Alach L'Moshe Misinai, the Hutra Tumas Tahom, because of the, you know, the fundamentally Safek nature of Tumas Tahom. So Tosfos says, so it must be a case, V'lo Metam Elev Mago, Tumas Tahom Eno Begaloi, Elem Bechusa, V'tam Ba'afar, V'tam Eno Betzorar, So Yeshlom Rekigon Shehichnis Yado Be'afar Vinaga. So the person actually stuck their hand into the ground and they touched it. So that's what we would consider Tumas Tahom by a Sheretz. Because on the one hand, it seems to be more definitive than, let's say, there's a kever, you know, underneath the ground here, right? You know, we're looking at a chart in a Beis Olam. Oh, you know, there's a kever down here. So it's like a kind of a safek, because we didn't see it, but, you know, we have some kind of evidence. So here there's more than that. Why is there? Why do I say there's more than that? According to Tosfos, Nachri shenichnas lechatzera shel Yisrael b'tzeiko bihato. You actually controlled it. You had possession of it. But it's still not a tumas vaday. How can you consider? Right. So hadra kushal aduchta. How do you consider it a tumas tahom if it's really that you were holding it? So why does Tosos think that this still retains properties of tumas safek? Nachi.
There's dust like surrounding it.
Yeah, you never visualized it. You don't know exactly what happened. So that's an important point. So it's tumas maga minus, as I like to say. Oh, I like that. Tumas maga minus. Okay, so that's a good way to conceptualize it. It's tumas maga, but it lacks the normal quality of nigia, which is that you know what you touched, right? Okay, so that was pretty important perspective. Okay, so again, two different perspectives about Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, about how we think about the days leading up to Ziva, the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So Rabbi Yossi has this fundamentally distinct Mikan Ulahaba Mitama, versus the Chachamim is that it's already a status of Safek. So that really, I think, is conceptually totally analogous to what we were saying before about the Korban Chagiga, also two different, very different ways of thinking about it. Either really the Ikar Zman is the Yom Rishon, and anybody who's not Chazi, the Yom Rishon isn't going to be Chazi for Tashlumin, or that, no, it's all part of one continuum. It's a spectrum. In principle, you'd bring in on the first day, but the second day isn't defined as Tashlumin, it's just the second day that you're able to bring the Korban Chagiga. On that note, we saw a very important idea in Tosos, that the Korban Chagiga, even though normally we say that a Tamein and Arel is a Mishaleach Korbanos Sayhen, so why here, according to Tosos, are you not going to be Mishaleach Korbanos? Because the Chagiga is really linked and part of the Olas Re'iya. Right? And the Olas Re'iya is a Din Bias Makom, so the Chagiga is going to be subject to basically the same halacha. Okay, we saw machlokes between Rav and Shmuel regarding the Zavin. Shmuel was Mekel. He says, Makom de lo'efsher lo'efsher. So we're going to let them go. So Rav said, you're going to have many situations, mathematically, where the Zavin aren't Reuven lo the Pesach Rishon, because they're Tameh, and they're not going to be, and they're not, again, it's not Shmuel said, okay, so we can add them up with the Tmei Mesim and maybe let them go, but they're not Tameh la'nefesh, so the possibilities for Rav of Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, even Tumah Dechuya B'tzibor, seem to be foreclosed. And the opportunity for them to do Pesach Sheni could be closed off as well, depending on what went on in Pesach Rishon. Because we had this discussion, what exactly effectuates or activates Pesach Sheni? Maybe it's Dafka, as we said, Tara Mitchaya V'Tumah Lo Mitchaya. That if it was a situation where the only reason that we even had a Pesach Rishon is because there's a Pesach Haba Betoma, the people who are Tamei LeNefesh were allowed to bring Pesach Rishon, that doesn't activate Pesach Sheni for people who are Tamei, let's say, Beziva. So that's an important discussion that we had as well. Just kind of like working backwards here for a second. So we saw again the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that Ein Karban Sibor Chalok. So the Gemara raised the possibility that if you really hold in Korban Tzibur Chaluk, the solution of Halalu Osin La'atzman, the Halalu Osin La'atzman is problematic. Because as Rashi says, Ginai Hadavar, that Elo Osin La'atzman Ve'elo Osin La'atzman, and there are Nizhar and Zemizah. That's not what we mean by a Korban Tzibur. So in that kind of a situation, since we were a Choshesh for the view, that you can't have a yachid put you over the top, so we contemplated different things. Maybe being mitame one person b'sharata. Not everybody will agree to that, because people say that's not going to help you, because you can shochtin v'zarkin love, it's only tumas erev. So what about being mitame lemeis? That's when we had the whole discussion, okay, but maybe you're going to deprive that person of the korban chagiga. So that was an important consideration. So maybe you send them a derech rechoka. They said, who's going to listen to you? Tosa says, well, if you hold chutz mi eskupas hazara, so maybe people really are going to listen, right? And, if you hold for Modin, it's maybe a little bit less practical. Those were some of the considerations there as well. Okay, good. And then finally on Amud Beis, we had a whole discussion about what we mean when we say Yediyas Hatoma will preclude Zrikas Adam. So according to the first day in the Gemara, that's exactly what it means. That if a person really knows that they're Tameh, they can't rely on the Tzitz to be Miratze. So the Zrika has to be Bishogeg and not Bemezid. The source of Tumah could be Bishogeg or Bemezid, but if the Yediyas HaTumah actually comes before a person's going to, whether it's Nazir or Karban Pesach, person is going to be Nidcha, assuming all the other conditions are right. So Reb Shela disagreed with that. And Reb Shela said, no. Right? Actually, we'll be Machmir in a situation where a person became Tameh, Bemezid, there was some kind of an intentional act that resulted in becoming Tameh, so then we're not going to be Zorek Alav Esadam. But as long as the Tumah was Bishogeg, and you have Yediyas HaTumah, doesn't matter, you can go ahead and be Zorek Esadam, and the Tzitz is going to be Miratza. The last Sofek of the Gemara was, when we talk about the Tzitz being Miratza Al Tumas HaTahom, we wanted to know whether that would include the Kohanim or not. And it was a question of whether it was a din in the Gavra or is a din in the Karban. If you hold that it's a din in the Karban, the Gemara says, so then it has to include not only the Bailim, but the Kohanim as well. If you hold that it's a din in the Gavra, that we want to try to push, you know, the Gavra and help the Gavra achieve his Chiyuv in terms of the Karban, so, okay. In such a situation, it's not going to include the Kohen. So the first instinct of Gemara was to say it's actually a din in the Korban. You're not really helping the Gavra unless you're really helping him offer his Korban. Okay, very good. Ilan, go ahead.